A year after the first and so far only case of mad cow disease was discovered here in the U.S., many of the largest export markets remain closed to American beef. And there are signs that Japan, Korea, and other big customers are likely to keep U.S. beef out for quite a while, as NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It was just 2 days before Christmas last year when Agriculture Department officials announced that America had its first case of mad cow disease. Within days, most of America's trading partners closed their markets to U.S. beef. Over the next year, while Mexico and some other foreign countries reopened their markets, America's biggest customers, led by Japan, resisted calls to lift their bans on U.S. beef. After months of technical discussions, U.S. Agriculture Undersecretary J.B. Penn held a news conference in Tokyo in October to announce a breakthrough, an agreement that he said at the time should allow Japan to resume buying U.S. beef within weeks. Penn concedes now he may have been overly optimistic.
The process has taken longer than any of us expected, but we still think that the Japanese are moving.
But at the speed they're moving, it now appears that Japan is not likely to resume buying U.S. beef for several months, maybe not for another year or more. The loss of the Japanese market alone cost the beef industry more than $1.4 billion last year. And because the U.S.'s other big Asian customers follow Japan's lead, any delay in reopening the market comes as a blow to ranchers and to meat packers. A delegation representing the industry was in Japan last week meeting with ministry officials. What they heard was not encouraging. Afterwards, Creekstone Farms, a small meat packer in Kansas that caters to the Japanese market, announced layoffs. Creekstone has been unsuccessfully seeking USDA permission to test all of its cattle for mad cow disease, a precondition set by the Japanese for lifting the ban on U.S. beef. Creekstone Farms CEO Bill Fielding says hindsight shows that denying his company the right to test its beef for mad cow disease was the wrong decision.
Now it's a point of when do you go ahead and admit that they made the wrong decision? And I hope that maybe a new administration in USDA will do that.
The largest ranchers group, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the big meat packers don't share that view, saying voluntary testing is unwarranted and would set a precedent that would affect the whole industry. But J. Patrick Boyle, CEO of a group that represents packers, the American Meat Institute, says there is a consensus within the industry that the White House needs to get directly involved in resolving this impasse.
We really need to sustain the pressure on the Japanese government from the highest levels in our government to the highest level in their government to regain this important market.
That will be one of the first challenges Nebraska Governor Mike Johanns faces if he's confirmed to replace Ann Veneman as Agriculture Secretary. Officials within the beef industry say they're not the only ones hurting from the ban on American beef. It's also directly affecting Japanese businesses and consumers. A national restaurant chain reports that sales are way down after it was forced to remove a Japanese lunch favorite, the beef bowl, from its menus. According to one estimate, the ban has cost restaurants, retailers, and others in Japan's food industry more than $2.6 billion over the past year. U.S. ranchers and meatpackers believe that pressure from Japanese consumers and a little nudging from the White House may eventually lead Japan to lift its ban on U.S. beef. Greg Allen, NPR News.